Ms. Gail Land, L-A-N-D, 9440, chief complaint, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, drainage. Patient is a 84-year-old woman with history of COPD. She's a heavy smoker in the past, but she's not smoking. She lives by herself. Her husband, who was 94 years old, died in January. He was an airplane mechanic. She used to work for the police station, used to be a dispatcher, period. New paragraph, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She has 4 children that take care about her and see on a regular basis. Allergy non-medication, aldactone, 25 once a day, losartan, 50 once a day, isosorbide, 100 milligram once a day. Warfarin, 4 milligram every day, and 2 milligram on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lovastatin, 10 milligram once a day. When was the last time you had your INR checked? You're on Coumadin.
I'll go next week. I get it done every month.
Yeah, can you do it sooner? Because I'm giving you medication that can affect it.
Oh, okay.
You're going Monday?
Yeah, I'm going Monday.
Yeah. Oh, and you're in the...
Okay, well, what medicine is going to affect you?
Antibiotics.
Oh.
But yeah. You need it, so you need to check it.
Yeah, okay.
Normally it runs at 2, 2.5. What is it? Your INR.
About 2.4.
And the last time you checked it, it was 2?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And are you taking it because of heart valve or you atrial fibrillation or what?
I had a blood clot.
Where?
Years ago in my leg.
Why are you still on that?
I don't know. That's what everybody asked me.
And why aren't you on the ones that don't require... Who put you on that? Was
Dr.
it a...
Sarah
Payton? That's crazy. I don't get it.
I keep telling you, I want also that...
Okay. She's never had a... You don't have any heart valve problems.
I have a couple of leaks.
Yeah, she has a heart valve leakage, but nothing has been replaced.
No, and they're not bad enough to do anything.
Yeah, but she's still taking the Coumadin. She's going to get an INR done for me on Monday because of the fact that she's taking medication now that can affect it. And that needs to be adjusted, period. Allergy, none. We talked about that. Surgery, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy. Gallbladder surgery, pacemaker, medical problems, hyperlipidemia. We went over her medication, which was Coumadin, and then lovastatin, isodil, losartan, spironolactone. Yeah, we talked about all that. And then COVID immunization years ago, flu and pneumonia shot. Did your flu and pneumonia shot up to date?
Yes, it did.
They're both up to date. She's never been on Trilogy or any kind of medication for COPD. She definitely has COPD, and she needs to be tried on that. She had a blood clot in her legs. That's why she's on Coumadin. She's going to talk to her doctor. I told her that the steroids and Levaquin can both affect it, and she's going to get an INR first thing Monday morning. Period. I recommended maybe she needs to get off of it now that she had a blood clot, she says, years ago. And no pulmonary embolus, no mechanical valve or any other issues requiring Coumadin therapy, which couldn't be handled with Eliquis or some other medication that doesn't require INR on a regular basis. 164 pounds, 96%, 98, 18, 88%, 88 pulse, 180 over 93. Her blood pressure goes up every time she's in doctor's office. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear with few bronchi, but no significant wheezing. Abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows not sure on the coastal with anesthesia, logical non-focal. Assessment number one, exacerbation of COPD. Can I see your legs?
Mm-hmm.
No swelling. Chest x-ray was just a couple of months ago. Next number, if not any better, we'll repeat that. Next number is check INR Monday. Next one is rosefenigram now. Next one is dexamethasone 8 milligram now. Next one is Levaquin 500 once a day. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is Trilogy. Next one, she has albuterol, inhaler, and nebulizer. Next one, she doesn't want to cough medication. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is, if not any better, go to the emergency room. We'll come back here. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next one is right-sided heart failure. Next one is core pulmonale. Next one is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.